Vrbo's last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. Find last-minute deals with the last-minute filter on the app. Book a private vacation rental now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. Today we're diving into something super important, setting healthy boundaries. You know, those invisible lines we draw to protect our energy, time, and well-being. Think of it like this. Imagine your life is a cozy little cafe you've worked hard to create, the perfect atmosphere, delicious drinks, awesome music. But then, all these people start barging in, demanding free coffee, hogging your best tables, and playing their own loud music. Not cool, right? That's what happens when we don't set boundaries. So why are healthy boundaries so crucial, especially in this whirlwind of a world we live in? Well, they're the secret sauce to living a more fulfilling, less stressful life. They help us say, yes, to what matters and, no, to things that drain us. Ever felt like you were constantly running on empty, saying, yes, out of obligation even though your inner voice screamed, no? That's a boundary issue begging for attention. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember about setting those healthy boundaries. 1. Boundaries aren't selfish, they're self-care. Think of it like this, you wouldn't refuse to wear a seatbelt because it would be selfish, right? Setting boundaries is similar. It's about prioritizing your well-being and ensuring you have the energy and resources to show up as your best self in all areas of life. 2. Start small. You don't need to overhaul everything overnight. Begin with something manageable, like saying no to that extra meeting or committing to a guilt-free, me time, hour every day. Small steps lead to big changes. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither are rock-solid boundaries. 3. Be clear and direct. When you communicate your boundaries, be assertive and avoid vague language. Instead of saying, maybe I can help later, try, I'm really swamped right now, but I can definitely take a look at this tomorrow. Clear communication minimizes misunderstandings and shows respect for both yourself and the other person. 4. Practice makes perfect. Setting boundaries is a skill that takes practice. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. Don't be afraid to experiment and adjust your approach until you find what works best for you. It's like learning a new dance move. The more you rehearse, the smoother it gets. 5. Remember, boundaries are a work in progress. They evolve as we grow and change. So don't beat yourself up if you slip up sometimes. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep striving for those healthy limits. You're on a journey, not a race. Okay, let me paint you a picture. You're at work, swamped with deadlines, when your colleague suddenly drops a massive new project on your desk, expecting you to juggle it alongside everything else. You know you can't realistically handle it, but the fear of saying no holds you back. Sound familiar? This is where those boundaries come in handy. Instead of letting that pressure crush you, remember, it's okay to say, I'm fully committed to these existing projects right now. Can we discuss this further next week when things calm down? You're not rejecting your colleague, you're prioritizing your time and workload effectively. And guess what? That clear communication shows respect for both yourself and your colleague, ultimately leading to a more productive and harmonious work environment. See? Boundaries aren't just about saying no, they're also about saying yes to what truly matters and making space for things that bring you joy and fulfillment. Remember, setting boundaries isn't about shutting people out, it's about creating healthy connections, protecting your well-being, and living a more authentic and fulfilling life. So, my friends, take those 5 key takeaways and put them into action. Start small, be clear, practice regularly, and remember that boundaries are a journey, not a destination. Now go out there and rock those boundaries. You got this. And as always, thanks for joining me on Mental Fortitude Daily. Stay tuned for more insights and inspiration tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.